Welcome to Baker Bowl in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Taylor Douthat. Batting second. The right fielder, Estel Crabtree. Batting third. The left fielder, Ed Rausch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harvey Hendrick. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo Durocher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Sickforth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Benton. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Larry Benton. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Brickell. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Kline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Hurst. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Doug Tate. Batting sixth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Les Malin. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Phil Collins. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Phil Collins. And now, play ball. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tate. Douthat reaches second base with a double. Estel Crabtree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crabtree hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Douthat scores. It's 1-0, Reds. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. Crabtree moves to second. One out. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Reds. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into center field. Brickell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Durocher fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Crabtree throws the ball into Cuccinello, who tags Kline trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bartel moves to third. Two outs. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clyde Sickforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Durocher. The throw from McCurdy and he is out, Bartel applying the tag. One out. Clyde Sickforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sickforth hits a fly ball into center field. Brickell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate strikes out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney hits a fly ball into center field. Douthat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Douthat hits a fly ball into center field. Brickell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Estel Crabtree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crabtree is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crabtree hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins juggles the ball. That's an error on Collins. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0-for-1 in the game. Rausch hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hendrick hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Les Malin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brickell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Malin moves to second. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRocher fields it and throws to second for the out. Malin moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a fly ball into right field. Crabtree settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Malin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-1 in the game. Beck hits a fly ball into center field. Brickell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DeRocher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Malin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurst hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hurst moves to second. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCurdy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Roush, who is chasing the ball. Whitney reaches third base with a triple. Hurst scores. Tate goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Reds. Les Malin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Malin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitney scores. It's Reds, 3, Phillies, 3. Phil Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Douthat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Brickell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Phillies 3. The Reds will come to bat. Clyde Sickforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sickforth is 0 for 1 in the game. Sickforth hits a fly ball into left field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 1 in the game. Benton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Malin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Douthat hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bartel moves to second. One out. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hurst hits a fly ball into right field. Crabtree settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bartel moves to third. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Crabtree. Tate reaches second base with a double. Bartel scores. It's 4-3, Phillies. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCurdy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tate moves to third. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Estel Crabtree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crabtree is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crabtree hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Malin misplays the ball. That's an error on Malin. Ed Roush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roush is 0 for 2 in the game. Roush hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Crabtree moves to third. Roush moves to second. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hendrick hits a fly ball into left field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Crabtree scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's Reds, 4, Phillies, 4. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-2 in the game. Cuccinello hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mallon catches it and throws to second with Bartel covering, to double up Roush. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Les Mallon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallon is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mallon bunts towards first. Hendrick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mallon for the out. Whitney moves to second. One out. Phil Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitney scores. It's 5-4, Phillies. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brickell hits a pop-up towards short. DeRocher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bartel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Collins moves to second. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hendrick fields the ball and throws to Benton covering. Safe. Collins scores. Bartel moves to second. It's 6-4, Phillies. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hurst hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bartel scores. Klein moves to third. It's 7-4, Phillies. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-2 in the game. Beck strikes out. One out. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeRocher hits a fly ball into left field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Sickforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sickforth is 0-for-2 in the game. Sickforth hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hurst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Reds 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Jack Ogden now pitching. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCurdy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitney bunts towards first. Hendrick scoops it up and throws to first, with Cuccinello covering, for the out. McCurdy moves to second. One out. Les Malin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sukforth for a passed ball. McCurdy moves to third. Les Malin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malin is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Malin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Phil Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sukforth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote pinch hits for Jack Ogden. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote takes first base on ball 4. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Douthat hits a line drive towards first. Hurst catches it and steps on first to double up Heathcote. 2 outs. Estel Crabtree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crabtree is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Crabtree hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rausch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Crabtree moves to second. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hendrick hits a fly ball into left field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Reds 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Biff Wysong now pitching. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Brickell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bartel bunts towards first. Hendrick scoops it up and throws to first, with Cuccinello covering, for the out. Brickell moves to second. 1 out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Klein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hurst hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brickell scores. It's 8-4, Phillies. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tate hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sukforth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 3 in the game. Cuccinello hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 3 in the game. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Red Lucas pinch hits for Leo Durocher. Red Lucas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Malin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Beck moves to third. Clyde Sickforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sickforth is 0 for 3 in the game. Sickforth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mallon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Culp pinch hits for Biff Wysong. Nick Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp hits a fly ball into center field. Brickell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 8, and Cincinnati Reds, 4. Goodbye from Baker Bowl in Philadelphia.